is a Bramble Jam podcast.
Hi, I'm Bran, and I love Christmas.
Hi, I'm Andrew Walker, and I also love Christmas.
And this is the Deck the Hallmark podcast. It is this podcast, and it's another Wednesday here in July, which means it's time for another exciting edition of Christmas Cues with Bran, where I bring on one of my favorite people, and I ask them 10 hard-hitting Christmas questions that I thought of just for them. And I'm very excited. Andrew's here. People are going to ask, is this really Andrew? I can't see him. It is him. Andrew, say hi.
Hello. This is Andrew Walker.
Trust me, it's him. It's him.
I am real. I am very real. I am a real person.
That's exactly right. It's you, true and true. There's nobody that can do that voice better than Andrew
true
Walker.
Andrew. What's up, everybody?
Hey, Andrew. Merry Christmas in July to you, pal.
Happy Christmas in July. Oh, what a great time of year.
It really is. I asked this. Tyler Hines joined us last week, and I asked him this question, which was not one of the 10 questions. And it was before getting, you know, roped into Hallmark Christmas movies, did you know that Christmas in July was a thing? And was it something that you gave much thought to at all?
Is that the question you asked
Tyler? That's a question that I asked Tyler, and I'm also relaying that question to you.
Well, I actually don't even know what I did before I found out there was Christmas in July. It was like life was not the same. It was really just a little less. I live a blessed life in general, but it was just a little less blessed.
There's pre-Christmas in July conversion, and there's post. And life after is better. That's what I always say.
Now, life after is better. And I get to act in these movies.
Right.
So I'm actually getting, like, I get to experience Christmas in July, Christmas in August sometimes when I'm shooting these movies, or September, and then I get Christmas.
What's the earliest you've shot one of these? Have you shot one in like February, March?
July.
Just the earliest. Yeah.
Yeah, July is the earliest. July. It was actually, it was Alicia and my movie last year. Yeah.
Yeah, that's going to suck when it's just super hot.
Super hot. We shot it in Utah, and it was a little weird too, because it was the first movie back after the pandemic. We were the first project back in the industry after the pandemic. So
you're a trailblazer.
Everyone didn't. I'm a trailblazer, you know.
In a sense, this is what I'll say. In a sense, without you, Andrew Walker, there is no vaccine. I don't know.
There is no vaccine.
I don't know where the line is that gets us to that statement, but it exists somewhere.
There's no industry.
No,
there's no industry, right. really, Bran. Yeah.
So thank you for your service. All right, I'll start. I have 10 questions. I wrote these thinking about you, and so they're very personalized to Andrew Walker. When I think about Christmas and I think about Andrew Walker, these are the 10 questions that come to mind. And the first one is this.
Can't wait.
This is a quick one. I want it to be fast. I want it to be furious. What is the song that comes to mind when you think of Christmas?
White Christmas.
White Christmas. You know, do you know Antonio Caone? He's in Christmas and Evergreen and stuff like that.
We work together.
Oh, really? He's great.
Yep.
Great guy. He has an interesting take on White Christmas, which is if he could ban any Christmas song, he would ban that song because he hates it.
Whoa.
I know. Whoa. I had a hard time, and I almost told him, get out of my life forever, but I could. He's just such a delightful fellow. I couldn't do that.
Yeah, because there's so many. I mean, the Bing Crosby version, the Michael Bublé version, so different.
It's a classic.
The Michael Bublé, it's a classic. You can sing it in so many different ways, and it's just, it really just encapsulates or embodies Christmas in its totality.
It really does.
Yeah.
So Antonio, can you just come over to the correct side of this? That'd be
correct
great.
Side.
Question number two.
Really quick, he's got a great restaurant in Vancouver,
by
the way.
Yeah, I haven't been, but I hear great things, mainly from him. So hearing somebody else say that it's great does bring a little credence to it.
incredible. Yeah, no.
All right, here's a tough one, and people might get mad at you for your answer, but this is what it is. What is a Christmas movie that's considered a Christmas classic that you don't understand what the hubbub is about? And I'll give you mine, and it's one that people are surprised by, but I don't get Christmas Vacation, National Lampoon's. I don't get it. I don't think it's funny. I think it's just whatever.
Whoa, people. No go, way.
I know. People get very upset about it. So in that same vein, is there a movie that gets played during the holiday season that you're just like, why is this such a thing?
Oof.
I asked the hard questions. I asked the hard questions, Andrew.
I think Love Actually could actually be an any like in any season, just because they play some Christmas music in it, and yeah, it happens over the holidays. But really, it's a rom-com, you know, with that happens to be over the holidays, but it's. I don't know. I think
you like it, though. It just doesn't do anything for you in regards to Christmas.
Yeah. That's fair, and I think that it's got like everybody loves Love Actually, and I actually, to be honest, I like it. I don't love it. Yeah. I like it.
I'm with you on that one as well.
Yeah,
but Dan, this would come as no surprise as somebody who's the worst. Love Actually is one of his favorite Christmas movies. So. Point made. Love Actually is a Christmas movie for people with no soul.
Wow, with no soul. Yeah. With no, exactly.
Question number three. What's the worst Christmas gift you got as a kid?
Oh, man, I got so many bad gifts. My dad will never listen to this either, so I can just go for it. Yeah, the list is long. I got so many for every single Christmas, I get junk from my parents. T-shirts. My dad is the type of shopper. He'll be going through our big store in Canada, Canadian Tire, which is kind of like a Walmart, heavy more on the automotive side, but Walmart of Canada.
I will choose not to make fun of the name. Just continue.
Canadian Tire. And he basically got all my gifts in the checkout line. So yeah, he would just whatever
on Christmas Eve. He would
on Christmas Eve, basically just stocking stuffers and t-shirts that have zero, like no interest in whatever's on the front of the t-shirt. The material is just very chafy. I got so many bad t-shirts, and obviously my grandmother when she was alive. She got me great gifts. I'd never, you know, it's always like people are like, oh, that ugly sweater from your grandmother that you never wear. But I actually got really good gifts from my grandmother. She got me better clothing gifts than my parents ever did.
Well, there you go. Yeah. My grandma got me this really cool piggy bank one year, which I really liked. It counted the money, and I thought that was neat. That same year, she got my brother a pin, a single pin. And I thought it was hilarious. I just thought, wow. I just thought it was the best thing. Like, I'm over there counting money. I'm like, yeah. And he's over there just writing down his thoughts. You're married. You have some kiddos. I want to know, what is your favorite Christmas tradition that you've implemented since getting married and having kids? So a new tradition for you that you just have with your wife and with your kiddos.
Well, I would like to think it, you know, it started with the pandemic, but this drive-through Christmas, Christmas light show, drive-through Christmas light show that they did in Montreal. And I think they're all over the place now, but we did it last year when we were home visiting family. And I would like to think that would be a new Christmas tradition because we had such a great time. Our son and his cousin were in the back seat of my in-laws' car, and they had donuts and popcorn, and you go through each section and you tune into the radio station that is tied to the music, so you blast the music in your car, and it was such an amazing hopefully tradition now for us that we didn't. You just kind of hang out in your car and everyone is piled in. You got snacks, you got drinks, you're just, you know, really enjoying yourself. So it really brought out the Christmas spirit last year. So I'd like to think that that'll be a new tradition.
I love it. I love it. You know about Jesus, right? You've heard about him?
Jesus?
Yes. His birthday is around Christmas, and on his birthday, he got gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And I want to know, what would be your reaction as a child if you got gold, frankincense, and myrrh? Would you be for it or would you be against it?
Well, I mean, Jesus was just a wee little baby, so I don't think I would have any reaction. I'd think it was a toy.
You're just over there playing with gold.
With gold.
Yeah. I love that.
Yeah.
You're just playing. So, you know what? I like you. I think you're a lot like Jesus.
Thanks, man.
You make good out of some crummy things. And I think
some crummy things.
You got some crummy. I mean, aside from the gold, you can make some good
I don't need gold. I don't need gold in my life.
No, you don't.
Brandon.
No, you don't.
I got all the gold I want.
Amen, buddy. Amen.
Yep.
Where do you stand when it comes to the diehard argument? Now, I have a suspicion based off of your thoughts on Love Actually, but what do you think? Is Die Hard a Christmas movie?
Oh, that's a good one. Yeah, that's a good call too. That probably would be up there on my list too. As it could just be an anytime action movie. I don't think Die Hard is really Christmassy. No.
Can I tell you what changed my mind on this? I now think that it is a Christmas movie, not one that I watch at Christmas, but I understand why. And the thing that changed my mind is I was thinking one day about this, and I was like, if I watch Home Alone every year, which is basically a kid saving his house from burglars, that happens to happen at Christmas time. That is, to me, a Christmas movie that I watch every Christmas time, but it is around the same amount of Christmassy as Die Hard. If I say Home Alone is a Christmas movie, which it is, then I also have to come to terms with the fact that Die Hard is.
How are you? What are you basing your Christmassy off of? Is it the amount of trees in scenes? Is it the amount of snow? Is it the amount of like Christmas themed things that are in scenes?
I don't know if you can even quantify. I don't know.
Quantify
I don't.
It?
Yeah, I don't know how to. It's tough. It's just a feeling you get, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So
yeah,
who am I? If seeing Kevin McAllister get burglars out and there's some Christmas trees around gives me Christmas feels, then who am I to get mad at people with Die Hard?
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. I would have to disagree because there's a church sequence. There's a baby Jesus, you know, little sequence in the movie. You constantly see Christmas themed things in the movie in Home Alone where it's like Christmas trees, Christmas lights in the neighborhood, snow, the you know, that score of that movie might be one of my most favorite. I mean, that movie in general, I love that movie so much.
It's so good.
Where Die Hard, you're mainly in the building and there's not a lot of outside of a couple phone calls to the kids, or I think he makes one phone call, or there's this, you know, there's like, yeah, there when they go outside of the building. And then there's some of the B plot or C plot of characters kind of, you know, it's Christmas when you're outside of it, out of the actual, you know, the core of the movie. But the A plot, like in Home Alone, it's all about Christmas. He's wearing a Christmas sweater. There's a skating, you know, a skate. Like when you think of a formula that makes a Christmas movie for a Hallmark, for example, where you tick off all the boxes, that's how you quantify, that's in my mind how you would quantify how Christmassy Home Alone is compared to Die Hard.
There's like a meter that as you're watching the movie is slowly rising.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah. No, I think that's fair. I think that's fair. I don't think you're incorrect. I don't.
Okay.
All right, here's a question for you. When in the great debate of when it's okay, appropriate to put up a Christmas tree, where do you land? When do you normally put up the Walker family Christmas tree?
We're all over the place, but as the kids are getting a little older now, and honestly, we found a great place here in California to get a tree. And this past year, the previous year, it lasted so long. So we got it on December 1st or like December 2nd, and it lasted all the way through till early January, mid January. Okay. But I'm usually, because I grew up, going back to my experience, my dad, we put up our Christmas tree on like the 24th. It's 23rd.
And I got one from the Canadian Tire. I got a tree.
Exactly. We had this really sad fake Christmas tree that we had used for all the years, and then a couple of years where we pushed my dad to get a real one. He was like, all right, we'll go on the 23rd, or we'll check out the prices on the 23rd, and then we'll snatch them up on the 24th. And so we would just go on like morning of the 24th and got the crumbs, you know, would piece together.
Your dad's the guy that we make fun of in these movies that's putting up the Christmas tree on Christmas Eve. It's like, what are you doing? But they do it all the time in these movies where they'll put them up on Christmas. We got the tree. Let's do it. It's Christmas time.
Yeah.
Your dad's that guy. Yeah.
My dad is an awesome person, but he is, and if he was on the phone, he would agree with me. He's such a cheapskate, and it kind of like, yeah, it's, he's getting better as he gets older now, though. He's much, much better. He's definitely more sentimental and nostalgic, and so he wants to do the things that, you know, that make everybody happy.
He's watching your Christmas movies, and he's like, you know what? That does look fun.
That does look fun. Yes.
So the movie question I asked, what's a Christmas movie that you don't think is a Christmas movie? I'm going to ask you that, but about a song, a Christmas song that plays around the holiday season that you just don't get why it is. And I will give you mine. A couple years ago, you know, Pentatonix, the guys that sing stuff with their mouths. They put out a Christmas album, and they put the Hallelujah song, Hallelujah. You know that song, not a Christmas song at all, but they put it on a Christmas album, and somehow it has suddenly become a Christmas song, and people are doing it for their Christmas albums. And I hate it. I love the song, but I hate that it is there at Christmas. I don't want any part of that. So do you have something like that where a song comes on during the holiday season and you're like, why is this happening?
I know when I hear it, I'll know it's it, but you know what I don't like? I don't love anything with the Chipmunks.
Yeah, no, that's fair.
You know, the Chipmunk songs? I'm not a big fan of Grandma Got Run Over by a Reindeer.
Okay. I once interviewed that guy, Dr. Elmo, the guy that wrote that song. I interviewed
him.
Are
you serious?
Yeah, he was a great guy, but... He's like us. He makes all of his money in December. Like he just
wow,
makes
that's bank. Cool.
Yeah, cool yeah. guy. I want you to write a movie about that guy. That'd make me happy.
We'll talk after this.
I love it. All right, really quickly while we wrap up, you grew up in Canada. You live in California. Are you dreaming of a white Christmas, or do you like a sunny, nice 70-degree Christmas?
I need a white Christmas. I don't need it. I really enjoy a white Christmas.
Yeah. There you go.
Really quickly, and I do have a little bit of time here still, but okay. There's a place in north of Montreal. It's an hour and a half north of Montreal called Saint-Sever Village. And it's this beautiful night skiing resort, and daytime skiing as well. But basically, it's the largest night skiing, all the night skiing centers in the world. There's like six hills that light up this entire valley, and there's this little village in the middle of this town. Check it out sometime. I'll text you the name of it so you can see. But it's really like the quintessential Christmas town during that time. There's the cafe, there's the bakery, there's like great restaurants, and it's so beautiful at night. And really, for me, that really embodies like the Christmas spirit. So I love going to Saint-Sever during the holidays and grabbing a meal there and just driving back to Montreal.
Do you typically spend the holidays up in Canada?
I do.
Yeah, I feel like you normally spend like, I feel like quarter four in Canada. I feel like you're there for months at a time.
I do. And we're going to start doing that more and more now as our folks are getting a little older and Cassandra's grandparents as well. So yeah, I do.
That sounded creepier. Me saying you spend quarter four in Canada, right? I know your calendar. That was a creepy way to say it. It's coming up. Quarter four's coming up. When's your flight?
Q4's coming up.
We call it Q4 Canada 4. It's great.
Yeah.
Last question, and you've made it through. Very excited for you. Congratulations.
Nice questions. Yes. Nice questions.
Thank
by
you.
The way.
Thank you. It's a very simple question, which is this: will Andrew Walker be in a Hallmark Christmas movie this year? Do you know the answer to that question?
I am assuming I will be.
But nothing is,
you know, locked nothing's in. Set in stone. Nothing's locked in at this point. And there's a couple actresses that I would love to work with that we spoke last year even and said, okay, well, next year I'm hoping to do one with you. And so I'm ready and available. So whoever comes knocking, I would love to do a Christmas movie with you.
I just got word from Hallmark they're going to pass. They said no go on Andrew Walker this year.
Okay. All right. So, well, guys, there's the answer.
So that's tough. I hate to bring it down.
I'm going to shoot my own Christmas movie on my iPhone, so don't worry. I got you guys.
It will look similar to a Hallmark movie if you shoot it on your iPhone. Yeah. I kid.
Portrait mode?
Yeah, portrait mode. Please. Please. I need a vertical. Remember Quibi? Do you remember Quibi when it existed first? I will say this.
A day?
The technology of Quibi within the app, I don't know if you ever used it. It was a pretty flawless execution of being able to watch it vertically or switch. Like, it was shot both ways. So you would be able to watch it vertically on your phone, and when you would go like this, it would switch to the full boy. And it was a flawless execution. The technology was there for Quibi. The content wasn't, and that's unfortunate.
Was not. Yeah. So unfortunate. You'd think that they would be able to recycle that technology, if somebody else would be able to purchase it at least. And yeah, because they raised $1 billion for that company.
It was such a, let's throw a bunch of money and a bunch of celebrities at the screen with no real purpose. And it proved that no amount of personality can save bad ideas.
Exactly that.
Yes. But yeah. It will be interesting. What we, I watch a lot of things on my phone now, and I did kind of enjoy the verticalness, like holding it, watching it, how I hold my phone was nice. I don't know. Mm-hmm. I don't know how long of a thing I would watch. Like, the fact that it was bite-sized was nice. I don't know if I'm watching a full sporting event like that, but who knows? Who knows?
Yeah. Yeah, who knows?
Well, Andrew, we did it. We did it, and I'm proud of you. I'm proud of you for taking this journey with me and not only getting to the end of it, but thriving. I felt like you thrived.
Oh, no. You thought I thrived?
I thought you thrived.
That's nice.
And
that's too nice.
And I knew this was going to be tough to get in. We're getting close to Q4. And so I knew I would lose you in Canada. But I'm glad we made this happen. And I, for one, hope Hallmark changes its mind. I hope that you'll be on a Christmas movie this year. It would make my heart
Hallmark,
happy.
Please change your mind.
Please change your mind,
Hallmark. If not, I'll borrow my wife and my iPhones. Well, I'm going to take two angles of everything.
It'll be great.
And it'll be great.
Right. Bo, what's his name? Did it for Netflix. Bo Burnham, was that his name? The comedian boy? Did you see that on Netflix?
No.
He did a whole comedy special, and he did it during quarantine, and he did it all on his phone. He had like three different phones, and they cut it together, and it was a whole thing.
Yes.
And it looked awesome.
I remember hearing about this. Yeah.
So good. So listen, you're the future, Andrew. You're the future. You can do this.
Okay.
Andrew, I'll let you go, and I want to be the very I want to be the very first to wish you a very Merry Christmas, my friend.
Thank you, Brandon. Merry Christmas, and Merry Christmas to everyone out
there. The Hallmarks of Bramble Jam Podcast. It's presented by Philo TV. It's produced by Brandon Gray and recorded live in Greenville, South Carolina. Set decor is by Plum at Haywood Mall. For more information on Deck the Hallmark, you can go to deckthehallmark.com. For more information on Bramble Jam Podcast Network, you can go to BrambleJamPodcast.com.